In order to be successful long-term with dental implants, you've got to have good foundation in extraction and grafting. So critical.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Fun episode today, dental implants. If you listen to the podcast, follow on Instagram, you know that dental implants has played a pretty big role. I would say dental implants is the single most important thing that has changed or directed my career in a positive way. So yeah, we're going to talk about dental implants today, all about it. Before we jump into that, I was back on campus this past weekend, went to a Tennessee game. Man, felt good to be back at a college town, tailgating. They lost. They lost to Georgia. So that time stamped this a little bit, but that's all right. We got our butts kicked. All right, so let's get into this. When I graduated 2015, came out, naturally, I think what everybody's kind of goal is they want to level up their progression with their skills. I think we all kind of take a similar pattern for the most part, that you graduate, you come out, you want to start doing dentistry, you want to grow your production, you want to grow your business, whether you're an associate or not. And the quickest way to do that is to start using what you were ingrained, were your most valuable assets, which is your two hands. And so you're going to clinically level up yourself to be able to do more advanced procedures, because typically more advanced procedures come with an economic impact that's pretty positive. So I was not any different than that. I graduated, came out very quickly. I did 6 months smiles. So I started learning to do some ortho. Ortho that was already in the practice. There was no one doing ortho. So it was kind of like an empty bucket. Then I went and did the pinhole graft technique. So I started learning some soft tissue stuff because no one was doing that. So I was like, well, I want to learn these things. And then we didn't have comb beam. So when we got to 2016, we went and bought a comb beam. And at this point, gosh, now, I mean, comb beam is relatively, if you don't have a comb beam, it's beyond time to get a comb beam. They're very affordable. And obviously, it became the gateway to, okay, we've got a comb beam. Now we should learn to place implants. So my dad started placing implants. He had been placing them back in the 90s for a while and kind of got out of it. So yeah, so I said, okay, let's start placing implants. Let's kind of get into this and do this. So I went and did some training. Yeah, hit the ground running. I was doing primarily free-handed at the time. And then I made a big push to guided surgery. So we'll kind of talk about a lot of these things. But I think the big thing is that you got to start with a good foundation. And so if you're one of those people that's like, hey, I want to start placing dental implants. I want to get into doing this. I know this is an area where my practice can improve. The foundation's really important. I mean, I think personally that learning to place dental implants is probably one of the best things you can do for a couple reasons. One is patients want this. Like, patients want to get teeth back. So if you've got a patient who's losing number 19, losing number 4, those are super straightforward, relatively speaking, green light cases to give people teeth back and provide and add a procedure to your practice where, like, the patient wants to do it. I think it's a big delineation is when you're trying to decide, hey, what CE do I want to do? You got to decide, okay, what's the sales process look like? What's the infrastructure process, the upfront cost, the materials cost? Like, do I have these patients that need it? Do I have a marketing strategy, not necessarily external, but internal to do this procedure? And I think relatively speaking, dental implants is a good one because it's a procedure that patients want. You know, soft tissue grafting, you have to sell. Ortho is one of those. People want straight teeth. I think that's a big advantage to it. There is an upfront cost. I mean, the training's more expensive for implant training. The return's obviously better, though. The expense is more profitable. What you think about it this way, one Invisalign case may net, you know, or gross $5,000 in adjusted production. One tooth may net $5,000 in adjusted production. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant difference. And we'll kind of talk about how we do that from a standpoint of, like, we want to do a single implant in 2 visits. We want to make that so profitable that there's almost no reason not to do them. So you do have the added upfront cost. So when you look at CE, you got to look at, okay, what is my upfront cost? What is my material cost? What is my potential marketing cost? And do I even have the patience to do it? Because I want to know, okay, I've got an internal base of people within my practice that I can go do this dentistry on. You know, I had this conversation with one of our masterminders last week while we were on a call, and he was, you know, he's struggling to advance the surgical portion of his practice, which is what he wants, yet he bought a non-surgical practice. So I was kind of giving him a little bit of a hard time because I was like, hey, one of the challenges you have is we got a practice that historically is a younger group. It's like probably an average age of like 30. And so you got relatively healthy people who maybe are interested more in cosmetic stuff, but they aren't necessarily losing teeth. Yet if you're wanting to grow your implants, your ridge augmentation, your sinus lift business, eventually your hybrid business, like that's not the same pool of patients that you need. So that's another thing that I think you got to look at when you're looking to take CE is you got to say, okay, what is the inventory of the current patient base that I have? Like, do we even need this procedure? Some of the things we track in our office are we track our referrals. That's a big one. We want to track how many people are we referring out each month for what procedure. This has been huge for Dr. Sarah, the newest dentist in our practice, because you come in and you're now you're the sixth dentist in the office, and we don't have a massive hygiene pool. I mean, we have five hygienists, so it's not like that ratio is not great for the doctors. So trying to figure out how you're going to grow your book of business is important. Well, Sarah just basically looked at it and said, okay, well, no one's essentially doing endo or very little endo. We refer, you know, at least 30 out a month. So if I can just cut into that pie, that's a really, really good way to start growing her business here. So sure enough, I think she did like six root canals in September. I think she did 12 in October. I'm in November recording this, and she's on pace to do maybe another 8 or 10 or so. So talk about a well thought out approach to, I'm not going to just necessarily do what I want to do. Maybe I'll learn to like it. I'm going to do what I know I have an inventory of people to do. So where you could do this with implants, you could start daily looking at how many people have a functional missing tooth, you know, molar to molar, and it will shock you how many people do, or how many people are losing one of those teeth, and how many at-bats you would be having. And so then you think of it as like, well, I really have zero upfront marketing costs because I have the patients already. And if you don't have the patients, then that's something to think of too. So I think that's good food for thought. Then you got your education. So like, obviously I'm super biased because we at 3D Dentists teach an implant curriculum. And I will on some level plug it. I think it's an awesome, we have all our dates for 2024 listed on our website, 3D-dentist.com, February, April, June, August, and November. The course we teach is really important. And I'm going to highlight the course, not in the standpoint of just I sell you, although that'd be great if you would come support us, hang out. But more of, I think it outlays the foundational aspects of what you need. So number one, in order to be successful long-term with dental implants, you've got to have good foundation in extraction and grafting. So critical. Most people, they take teeth out. Most people don't take teeth out conservatively, protecting the bone and being able to rebuild that site for future implant. So that mentality has to change. And so one of the most important parts about our course, and really any education you go get, is do you have a fundamental, good, strong foundation in what it means to take teeth out and do socket preservation? And so we teach that in detail. We go over it in didactic. We have a whole day on extractions, grafting, PRF, learning to do all that stuff. In addition to that, we do live patients. So we actually do live patient extraction, grafting, PRF. So you really get a foundational knowledge. Most of my green light cases when I started placing implants came from teeth that I grafted. That's a really important thing. So if you want to have a good predictor of like what your success will be in placing dental implants, it's really look at how many teeth you're extracting and grafting. Because of the implants that we place, single implants in our practice, I would say 75% come from an extracted and grafted socket that we did here. And then 25% come from someone was either missing a tooth or they lost a tooth and it had been grafted somewhere else. And now they just moved and maybe we're doing it here. So that's a big chunk of patients. And so if you think 75%, well, now all of a sudden how I do those extraction and grafts really matter, because one, I'm setting myself up for either an easy implant or a hard implant. And so that's important. So what kind of extraction and graft experience do you have? You know, that's learning to deal with, okay, what's the different types of bone? What's the different type of membranes? You know, you start to get in some of the adjunct things of how we can rebuild bone. You know, I look at it as, okay, you need space, you need stability, you need blood flow. Those are some foundational properties that we talk about when it comes to socket preservation. So that's a really good part of the course. I think that's number one, is if you want to get into dental implants, I would tell you to look there first, because most people come to learn to place the implant, and almost all of them leave saying, wow, I had no idea how much more I needed extraction and graft work. And not only that, but that's where they really saw themselves succeed, because people come, they go back, they maybe place two or three implants because they've got some lined up, and then they go through a dry spell. And the ones that really get after the extraction and grafting portion, what they see is that in 4 months and beyond, once those sites are healed, that's when they really start hitting the 5, 6, 8, 10 implants a month. I mean, 10 implants a month, that's 50 grand. Let's cut it in half. Let's say you do 4 implants a month. That's $20,000 in adjusted production added to your line. And that's a big deal. Now, how I'm breaking that down, we break that down as tooth replacement therapy. We don't believe that you sell dental implants. We don't believe that you sell bone grafts. We believe that you sell teeth. And so on average, you look at extraction graft, implant, abutments, crowns, all that stuff. That comes out to, you know, maybe $5,000, $4,500 to $6,000, depending where you're at. Maybe lower if you're getting started. But still, that's a significant amount of revenue that can be generated based off that procedure. The next part about it is obviously getting is implant fundamentals, right? Like, okay, where do I have any foundation there? And then we get into kind of guided surgery. And that those two kind of pair off to me, because I think in today's day and age where we have CBCT as common as it is, which I wouldn't place implants without, by the way, that's a non-negotiable to me. 3D printers, so easy to get surgical guides now. You've got all sorts of software out there, from free to not less free to really nice software. Implant software is built into the cone beams. I mean, there's all sorts of things. Your access to be able to make guides in a timely manner is really realistic. There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to get a guide back within, you know, a week to 2 weeks for $150 to $250. And, you know, when you look about how that can set you up for success moving forward down the road, to me, that's easy money that can be, I'm willing to pay that money because of how well it impacts my success. So, and it takes out so much of the planning, the frustration, the angst to getting in there. And, you know, what happens is you got these straightforward cases, you put the implant in. And then we move to the really part that's important in the way we teach it, is that we teach that final impression is taken day of placement. So final impression taken at day of placement, that's a pretty groundbreaking thing. And why? How do we do that? Well, one is this is primarily, again, for green light posterior cases. So we're not trying to necessarily train tissue or develop tissue as far as papilla go and contour and the anterior for aesthetics. And we assume that the implant goes in at some level of stability. We test all that with ISQ, so using an Austell. So we're trying to get 70 or above. If we get that kind of stability, then we go ahead and take our impression at day of placement. Then the patient goes away. They come back in 4 months. I've already made their tooth. They come in. We screwed the tooth in and we're done. So that's how we go from, you have your consult to a two appointment implant crown, implant or tooth replacement therapy. And that is, I can't tell you how many appointments that cuts out. I mean, if you think about, most of us are busy anyways. If you could cut out all of the impressions or the uncoveries or the impression appointments for the implant crown, you know, if you do two a month, that could be 2 4-hours a month that you just bought back. So the time aspect of it is really good. We go into all the details, the context change, a teeth move, all that stuff. But if you're not doing it, like, it's one of those things that, like, I didn't believe it. Then I start doing it. I'm like, this is crazy. Why would I ever do it differently? I tried to convince my dad. He was like, that didn't work. Now he's like, that's probably one of the coolest things we've ever learned. But yeah, it's a no-brainer. So taking the final impression at day of placement for your implant restorations is probably one of the single best ways that you can buy some time back in your practice if you're placing implants. So that's definitely something that I would recommend doing if you're not. So that's kind of how our course sets up, as we go from fundamentals of extraction graft all the way to the tooth getting back. And then, you know how we do it. The three dentist style is you just get overwhelmed with implementing ideas, ways to be successful, and a group that follows you around. So I think it's I want you to check it out if you're not placing it. And even if you can't come to us, like, there's so many good resources out there for implant education right now. And I can't tell you enough how valuable it is to take that leap. And most of these companies, just like us, we've got payment plans to make it more affordable. I mean, it is expensive. I mean, I think really any live patient education now is going to be around $15,000 to $20,000. You know, then you add on the cost of the materials, the motors, the implant, all that stuff. It does add up. So don't hear me wrong. I think it's realistic to expect it to be a $30,000 spend when you talk about what it takes to go from not doing something to doing it. But most of that's all going to be able to be divided out over, a year, probably at least. And then you have the weight. I mean, you think about it, you can make that back so freaking fast, so freaking fast. So double down on your education, double down on your clinical growth, keep moving that along, because I do think that's a great way to advance your career early on. And then you got to make sure that, I've talked about this before, as important as your clinical skills are, you got to make sure that you're leveling up your communication skills with it. So that's one of the reasons I feel like that what we do at 3D Dentist is really valuable, is because we help you level up your clinical skills, but we try to help you bring your communication skills along with it. And you can have all the clinical skills in the world, but if you can't close the cases, if you can't get the buy-in from the team, then what's the point? So yeah, check those out. Like I said, we got those started again in February, and then they run all the way through the year. So those are all based in Raleigh, North Carolina, where you get to do live patients. Typically each doctor gets to do 2 or 3 experience of extraction grafting, and then, 5 to 8 implants is usually what that looks like. We do 2 days of the implant placement. It also includes assistants. Like, that's a big deal, bringing out your team members so they can see and learn all the parts and pieces and armamentarium and whatnot. So, and then ultimately that leads to the dental implant is a gateway drug, in my opinion. I mean, that leads to bone grafting, CE, it leads to more advanced implant placement CE, immediates, anteriors, overdentures, fixed. So I truly believe that if you haven't taken the step to go into dental implants and take education on that and bring that into your practice, you got to make 2024 that year. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I think it's just a good highlight on what I believe is such an important part of our practice. And work smarter, not harder. That's what implants are. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.